Everyone deserves a great marriage. In fact, marriage is one of the high points in a lady's life. However, many ladies have walked into pain, regret, and bitterness in the name of marriage due to their wrong choices. It's important to note that the quality of your choices is dependent on the quality and the quantity of information at your disposal. That's why in this audio program, Choose Your Husband, my goal is to share with you practical wisdom that will help you make the right choice of a husband. My name is Joseph Dinwoke. You can call me Bridget. I want to show you how to find out whether you are ready for marriage or not. The reason is because if you are not ready for marriage, then you don't have any business considering any marriage proposal, let alone giving yes or no answer to anybody's proposal. If you say yes to a marriage proposal when you're not ready for it, then what you are doing is that you will end up starting your future by getting yourself involved in something, in a process, in a union, or in an activity that you are ill prepared for. And the implication is that you either perform abysmally or truncate your future just because of marriage. Just like any other thing in life, before you get involved in whatever thing you have to do, you need some crucial preparations to ensure you make the most of it. You need some important preparation to ensure that you turn out well in it. You need some crucial preparations to ensure that you become the best you can be in that thing. The same thing applies to marriage. Marriage is beyond the glamour of wedding. Wedding comes with glamour and glitz, and for most ladies, seeing themselves in white gown is one of the biggest things they want to see in their life. That is why as soon as the wedding happens, they put the picture everywhere on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Of course, I have no problem with it. It's your life, it's your world, enjoy yourself. But what I'm saying in essence is this, that marriage is beyond that glamour. Marriage is beyond, oh, before wedding, you snap picture, Mr. and Mrs. You know that kind of picture I'm talking about. Now, you do all of those things, but that's not what marriage is. That's not what marriage is all about. There is more to marriage than all of those things. Marriage is most certainly beyond the glamour, beyond the joy, even beyond the gift you're going to get on your wedding day. Do you understand what I'm saying? The reality of marriage is this, that when you get married, you move beyond the fact that you have been legally united to the one you love with all your heart. You legally united to your heartthrob. It goes beyond that to the fact that you have to live with a full-grown adult who have his own opinion, the way he has lived his life without you, and you have to start making adjustments to fitting into what the person wants, into what the person can tolerate and what the person cannot tolerate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Marriage is certainly beyond the glamour. It's not about the gift you are getting on the wedding day. It's about you being a gift to your children, being a gift to your husband, and being a gift to his family. Marriage is not about finally having him as yours. It's about having his family members, having him, having his job, having many other things that has to do with his life. As a matter of fact, it also entails having his weaknesses and weak points. Of course, I'm not trying to say you are going to have them in that you don't want them to change. But it also means that you have to tolerate them, live with them every single day of your life. Therefore, do not look at marriage as, oh, once I get this, then I've gotten all that I want. If there is more to it than just getting married, there's more to it than just being Mrs. There are responsibilities attached to getting married. A key thing about it is that you have to become a mother that will train children, that will groom children, that will make your children to be responsible, to be godly and confident. For me, one of those things I crave for is this. I want to raise children that I'll be proud of. I want to raise children that when they mention their name, I'll say, yes, this is my son, this is my daughter. And for you, my sister, what I'm saying is this. You have to realize that marriage is not just about the wedding. Anybody can get wedded. It's about the responsibility that is attached to marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying? Having seen all of these things that has to do with marriage, then it tells you one thing. You must go into marriage prepared. In life, if you go for anything without crucial and relevant preparations for it, what happens to you is that you record colossal failure in that thing. You have to walk into marriage prepared for the realities of getting married. You have to walk into marriage knowing that, oh, this is serious business. You have to walk into marriage knowing that I have to make the most of this. You cannot go without arming yourself with crucial preparations. In life, nobody practices medicine without having relevant certifications. Nobody practices law without having relevant certification. In the same vein, I do not want you. Even me talking to you, I wouldn't also want to get into marriage without relevant preparations. That is why, as of today, I know I'm not ready to get married. I'm serious. I know some things about being a father, being a husband, and all of that. But there are some basic things about me I just find that, if you still behave like this and think like this, obviously you are not ready for marriage. I'll give you an example. I like to have my time. I like to have my space. I don't like people to interrupt when I have work to do. And I mean, when you can't be thinking that way when you are ready, when you say you want to get married. The moment I know I can tolerate that somebody will interrupt my time, for instance, so that instead of going to sleep, instead of going to bed by 2 a.m. so that I wake up by 5 or 1 a.m. so that I can wake up by 6, somebody has to keep me awake. Maybe I will have to be just still with her. You know, all those kind of other things that go on. Until I'm ready for that kind of thing, obviously I'm not ready for marriage. And that's what I'm saying, that marriage is beyond the glamour and the what we see on the surface. It's about the responsibility that is attached to it. That is why you must go into marriage being prepared. Without preparation, you won't be an efficient wife. Without preparation, you will not be a good teacher and the role model to your children. Without preparation, you'll be having problems with the man. Let me tell you something about human beings generally. No matter how much you like him, I mean, he was a pastor in your church, pastor, suddenly he came to you and said, sister, will you marry me? Now I agreed to marry him. You don't know more some things about him. In fact, one of those things I do, if I start getting close to a lady and I feel, oh, this may get somewhere, I try to let the girl know me beyond the surface. Because if you see me talk, read what I write, you're likely to think, oh, this guy is an angel, I just want to marry him. It's not like that. Therefore, when you get close to people, you begin to realize their flaws and their weaknesses. Marriage requires that you must have developed your capacity to tolerate people's differences, tolerate people's flaws, and help them overcome them. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people, once you are different from them, once they disagree with you, once you don't go in the same line with them, you start having issues and challenges with them. I mean, it's not only him. It's about his cousins, about his sister, about his mother. Some of these people you have to live with them. Some you have to see them once in a while. You need to develop capacity to manage people's weaknesses, tolerate people and their differences and all that for you to say you are ready for marriage. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please, I encourage you, do not think you are ready for marriage because you are just 32. I mean, who sent you? Also, graduating from school doesn't make you ready for marriage. The fact that you are big and everybody asking you who is the one, it doesn't also make you ready for marriage. There is more to marriage than all of those physical things you can see. There's more to marriage to the fact that, oh, all your classmates are wedding and you now want to be the next person. No, you have to get yourself prepared for the work. I like to let you know this. There are many people that have gotten married without being prepared. No doubt about it. They have not divorced, but when you go inside, when you see what's going on between them, you know that's not the kind of family you want to build. You know that's not the kind of home you want to build. That's not the kind of children you want to raise. Therefore, no matter how much it's pestering you, calling you every day and night, sending you SMS, buying you gifts, hyping you on Facebook on your birthday, do not say yes to him until you are ready for marriage. The reason is this. You know what is expected of you as a married woman. Maybe for him, all he wants is because his father and mother has been disturbing him, Ikechukwu, go and get married. And he knows you are the nearest person, so he wants to propose to you. He may be ready for marriage and you are not ready for marriage. Tell him to wait for you. If he cannot wait for you, then he should find someone else. I mean, there are plenty of women everywhere that he can talk to. Please, my sister, this is the point I'm making. You are not ready for marriage because of your time. I mean, because of your age. You are not ready for marriage because you are not finished school and you are done with NYIT. You are not ready for marriage because all your mates are getting married. Those are not the things that make you ready for marriage. You are ready for marriage when you are prepared mentally, psychologically, physically, and spiritually as well, to be able to carry out your role as a mother and a wife to your husband. And then that requires that you must have developed capacity to tolerate people's flaws, learn what it takes to raise children, learn what it takes to be a support to your husband. It is not just about your age. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now, a lot of times people think they are ready for marriage because, oh, it's their time. Their time for marriage has come. It's not always true. That's why in the next episode, I want to answer the question, when exactly is my time for marriage? Thanks for listening to this episode of our 20-part audio program, Choose Your Husband. Choose Your Husband is a production of Project Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of serving you insight and inspiration that will empower you for peak performance in your life and work. To learn more things to share with ladies, kindly visit broji.com/sisters. Your comments and questions are welcome through broji@gmail.com or 0810-550-4664. You can access calls of interviews, podcasts, articles, features, and books when you visit broji.com or follow us on Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter @BrogidWord.